This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, we're joined by Dan Bossy, president of Ag Resource Company, who updated dairy producers recently on a Dairy Signal live stream about milk price volatility.
Now, I told you back in around October that we thought the volatility of milk prices was going to be subsiding. We're seeing that already where we've got an excess supply of milk. We've got demand underneath the market, but it's not enough to really, how should I say it, give us that upside velocity that we had with the Farmers for Families Food Box program of the summer, which of course donated a fair amount of cheese. You've heard me talking for months about the increase in cow numbers. We saw, of course, an abundance of feed. We got more comfortable with the milk markets. We saw aid from the U.S. government. So there's no indication yet that the dairy farmer has moved into what I call a liquidating mode. By that, I'm saying he's cutting numbers of cows that are coming into milk. At the moment, we're still expanding the herd. So this will give us that abundance of milk supply as we look forward probably into the June and July timeframe. Normally, the best time for farmers to cull is going to be in that early winter timeframe between November and December. But once we start getting green pastures and new forage supplies, we start to see that cull rate decline from probably the St. Patrick's Day timeframe all the way into June and July. So we've got another 4 to 6 weeks here of active cull potential. Thereafter, the cow numbers are what the cow numbers are, and we'll start to see the milk supply flow from them. Now, we all told you going back to the summer because of the Farmers for Families Food Box program and what I called USDA intervention in our milk markets, that sugar high that gave us these big rallies up to $24 on class three milk. It happened twice, of course, during the summer. But then going back since about early November, the milk market has just gone sideways. In the last 10 weeks, we have the milk price really holding between $15 and 25 cents on the downside and $17 on the upside. I've kind of rounded it up to a $15 to $17 range. I think this is more indicative of what the milk market will be going forward. I don't see as the pandemic ends where the USDA will be coming out with any of these additional stimulative programs or shots or sugar highs, as you would call, for the US dairy industry. And so with that, we're probably gonna see the top, at least as we head into the spring flush, probably around 17 bucks. As I get into that spring flush, it's possible we could get down to 14 or 14 and a half bucks, but I don't see the volatility in milk prices that we had going back to last March.
Comments from Dan Bossy, president of Ag Resource Company, who says no doubt about it, dairy farmers have been producing a lot of milk recently.
U.S. milk production has been abundant since about June and July. When class three prices made it up to $24, every dairy farmer thought that he should save back a few extra animals. Feed was available and abundant. And so with that, of course, we have this oversupply of milk, which we now think will cap rallies at $18 to $18.50 as we head into the summer and early autumn. So the milk market to us is constrained by a $4 or $5 trading range just because the demand profile, the demand pull is relatively good. But still, we've got this oversupply relative to cow numbers that must change before we get into our next bullish phase. And so we probably will peak out in cow numbers about March and April and then start a downward trend once again. So as I look at it today, it's these hefty cow numbers relative to the last couple of years, which is why the milk markets are struggling through the oversupply that we now have today. That doesn't mean we'll be dumping milk. It just means that we'll have an abundance of milk relative to production.
He believes there are two pressure points for the dairy farmer today.
Number one, the price of feed, the price of corn and price of soybean meal has been rising smartly. And when I look at the milk corn ratio, it's at a negative profitability level right now. The other thing which has happened is that we're looking for the cash cattle market to make it up to about 124 to 128. And that cash cattle market then will be another incentive. Low milk prices, high feed costs, a beef market that's rising should get us to sell that bottom few percent of our herd and probably cull them, and that will be a help. So I believe that we'll peak the dairy herd out, as I said, in the month of March, and then we'll see the cull rate start to step up, and that cull rate should remain relatively robust as corn prices and beef prices stay good at least until June.
That's Dan Bossy, president of Ag Resource Company, and if you'd like to hear that Dairy Signal webcast in its entirety, head to pdpw.org.
Brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's professional development organization. Learn more at pdpw.org.